This is a KDKA radio time capsule. Now, the CEO and president of the Heinz History Center, Andy Masick.
Pittsburgh track and field star Herb Douglas broke through the barriers of racial discrimination and prejudice to become an Olympic medalist and a successful businessman. Born on March 9, 1922 in Hazelwood, Douglas demonstrated his athleticism at a very young age, winning his first competitive race when he was just 9 years old. As a teenager, Douglas idolized African-American track and field star Jesse Owens after he won 4 gold medals in the 1936 Olympics in Nazi Germany. At Taylor Alderdice High School, Douglas broke a 30-year-old record in the long jump. He also became the school's first African-American basketball player, but he quit the team after some of his white teammates refused to pass the ball to him. Douglas enrolled at the University of Pittsburgh on a football scholarship and joined the track team, winning 4 intercollegiate titles in the long jump. In 1948, Douglas followed in the footsteps of his hero, Jesse Owens, and qualified for the Summer Olympics in London. At the Olympics, the 26-year-old Douglas earned a bronze medal in the long jump for his 24-foot, 8-inch leap. Following his Olympic success, Douglas transitioned into corporate life, where he used his influence to help change discriminatory hiring practices. In 1963, he became just the 3rd African-American to serve as a vice president of a major North American company after his promotion at wine and spirits distributor Schifflin & Company. Now Moët Hennessy, USA. Douglas served as a mentor for many African-American Olympians, including Edwin Moses, Roger Kingdom, and Gabby Douglas. Today, Herb Douglas is the oldest living African-American Olympic medalist. At the Heinz History Center's Western Pennsylvania Sports Museum's track and field exhibit, you can see Herb Douglas's pit jersey, along with the jacket and spikes he wore during his 1948 Olympic bronze medal-winning jump.